This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so Kate was talking about the Fed there a minute or two ago. We are going to dig in a little bit now to the offensive that President Trump's got going against the Federal Reserve, and specifically against the chairman that he himself appointed, Jay Powell. We all know the president wants lower interest rates to goose the stock market and boost economic growth. But last week, he gave, in a tweet, of course, another rationale that other countries' central banks are driving down the value of their currencies in order to stimulate their economies, and that he, the president, wants the Fed to do the same. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains the economics and the policy realities the president seems not to grasp.
The president wants a weaker dollar, and he wants the Federal Reserve to help him get it by lowering interest rates.
If you cut interest rates and other countries aren't cutting theirs, money tends to leave.
Ian Shepherdson is chief economist with Pantheon Macroeconomics. When interest rates go down in one country more than another, investors will pick their money up out of that country and stick it somewhere else where they can get a better interest rate.
Money wants a home where it's going to get paid more.
That drives down the value of a country's currency. But that's not why the Fed sets interest rates.
Fed officials never talk about the exchange rate.
Vincent Reinhart is chief economist at Mellon. Why don't they? Because managing the U.S. dollar is literally not the Fed's job. The Fed's actual job, by law, is to ensure two things.
Maximum employment and stable prices.
Get people jobs and keep prices under control. Managing those things can affect the dollar, but inflation and jobs are the priority. All that said, while the Fed can't target the dollar, the Treasury could. It could go into international currency markets and buy or sell dollars, pushing the value up or down. It could do that, but it doesn't. Brad Setzer is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
The really big G7 central banks over the past 10 years have basically agreed among themselves to take exchange rate intervention off the table.
Because it's expensive, for one, and the world's most developed economies didn't want to start fighting over exchange rates. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.